The entire state of Colorado is dealing with drought or abnormally dry conditions. On Thursday, federal officials released a map of the state showing the southern part of the state and the eastern plains suffering from extreme or severe drought, with the northern part of the state being abnormally dry or suffering moderate drought. The Denver Post reports that this is the first time in 8 years that 100% of the state is suffering from such dry conditions. In June, Governor Jared Polis ordered a task force to assess initial damage and recommend mitigation measures for severe drought conditions that were affecting much of the state. The order also activated a state agricultural task force who will determine the drought's potential crop and cattle damage impact. The state has seen dwindling mountain snowpack, a warmer than average spring, and less precipitation than normal. In April, a study showed that the southwestern US is in the grips of the first climate change-induced megadrought that's been observed in the past 1,200 years. A megadrought is broadly defined as a severe drought that occurs across a broad region for a long duration, typically multiple decades. The report was published in the journal Science, and it said the conditions are a result of burning fossil fuels and other human activities. The state has already had several wildfires this summer. The Denver Post reports that a wildfire in rough terrain near Grand Junction has grown to nearly 12,000 acres. Officials fear the Pine Gulch fire could spread quickly in the next few days because of heavy dry vegetation along with wind and hot temperatures. Meanwhile, a new report from Colorado State University says that firefighting camps may provide an ideal setting for the transmission of COVID-19. Steve Miller has more.
The model the researchers developed demonstrates that a transient, high-density workforce of firefighters and volunteers battling wildfires adds to the spread of COVID-19 at the camps. Researchers applied their model to firefighter population data from 3 recent wildfires. They feel that intervention strategies can help minimize disease spread and reduce the risk to the firefighting community. The researchers said the model is meant to provide insight into the relative benefits of 2 strategies to reduce risk: screening and social distancing measures at the camp. Aggressive screening of firefighters arriving to camp could reduce initial COVID-19 cases, but those benefits diminish the longer the fire continues. They report that applying social distancing measures for long-term wildfires would be more effective than screening. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Housing rights activists protested on Thursday morning in front of the entrance to the Webb Municipal Building in Denver, demanding an end to evictions during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Denver Post reports that about 25 activists linked arms to form a human chain before a large group of law enforcement, including 2 officers on horseback and about 20 officers in SWAT gear, arrived to break up the crowd. The activists chose the Webb Municipal Building, as that's where landlords file eviction notices with the city. Housing rights groups have been calling for more protections for people facing economic hardship during the pandemic. Governor Jared Polis approved a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures, but he allowed that to expire on June 14th with a provision that landlords give tenants 30 days notice rather than the usual 10-day warning before asking a judge to evict them. Denver was one of the first cities in the state to stop evictions. On March 14th, city leaders ordered deputies to stop removals. On July 1st, Denver Public Safety Director Murphy Robinson signed an order to allow law enforcement in Denver to resume evictions. According to the COVID-19 Eviction Defense Project, more than 29 million Americans in 13 million households could be at risk of eviction by the end of the year if conditions do not change.